This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, give everyone the message that the Father's order is become pure in this most elevated confluence age, and you will receive the inheritance of the Golden Age. Question. What easy deal should you tell everyone about? Answer. Follow the Father's directions in this final birth and become pure, and you will receive the sovereignty of the world for 21 births. This is a very easy deal to make. Teach everyone how to make this deal. Tell them, now remember Shiv Baba and become pure, and you will become the masters of the pure world. Om Shanti. You spiritual children know that the spiritual father says that you have to tell people at the exhibitions and melas, that is gatherings, where you show and explain the pictures, that they now have to claim their unlimited inheritance from the Father. Which inheritance? You have to explain how human beings become deities and how they can claim the kingdom of heaven from the unlimited Father for half a cycle. The Father is the businessman, and you have to make this bargain with him. People know that deities are pure. When it was the Golden Age in Barat, the deities were pure. They must definitely have attained something to go to heaven. No one but the Father who establishes heaven can enable you to gain anything. Only the purifier Father purifies the impure and gives them the kingdom of the pure world. He offers you such an easy bargain. He simply says, this is your final birth. While I am here, become pure. I have come to purify you. Make effort to become pure in this last birth, and you will claim the inheritance of the pure world. This bargain is very inexpensive. Baba had the thought that you children should explain that this is the Father's order. Become pure. This is the most elevated confluence age in which you have to become pure. Deities are the most elevated beings. They used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. You can receive the deity world sovereignty from the Father as an inheritance, only if you become pure in this final birth according to the Father's directions. He also shows you the ways of how to become Satopratan from Tamopratan with the power of yoga. You children have to spend something in order to bring benefit. A kingdom cannot be established without spending anything. The kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan is now being established. You children definitely do have to become pure. Don't perform any wrong actions in your thoughts, words or deeds. Deities never have bad thoughts. They never speak bad words through their lips. They are full of all virtues, completely viceless. The most elevated beings who follow the highest code of conduct. Praise is sung of those who have been and gone. I have now come to make you children into those deities. Therefore, you mustn't perform any bad actions with your thoughts, words, or actions. Deities are completely viceless. You can imbibe these virtues now, because this is your final birth in this land of death. This impure world is called a land of death, and that pure world is called a land of immortality. The destruction of this land of death is now in front of you. That land of immortality must definitely be established. This is the same great Mahabharat war that has been portrayed in the scriptures, in which the old vicious world was destroyed. However, no one has this knowledge. The Father says, all are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. They are intoxicated by the five vices. The Father says, now become pure. You will become master gods, will you not? Lakshmi and Narayan are called a goddess and a god. That is, they receive their inheritance from God. Bharat is now impure. Everyone's thoughts, words and actions are likewise. Something first enters the intellect and then emerges in words. When they are put into actions, those actions become sinful. The Father says, there are no sinful actions there. There are sinful actions here because this is the kingdom of Ravan. The Father says, remain pure for the rest of your life. You have to promise to remain pure and connect your intellects in yoga with me so that your sins of many births can be cut away. Only then will you become the masters of heaven for 21 births. The Father offers this. That one explains that this is the inheritance that the Father gives through this one. That one is Shiv Baba, and this one is Dada. This is why we are always called Bap Dada, Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. The Father offers you such a deal. Destruction of the land of death is in front of you. The land of immortality is being established. Fairs and exhibitions are arranged so that the people of Bharat can benefit. The Father comes and creates the kingdom of Rama, that is God, in Bharat. There will definitely only be pure people in the kingdom of Rama. The Father says, children, lust is the greatest enemy. These five vices are called Maya. By conquering them, you will become conquerors of the world. Deities are conquerors of the world. No one else can become conquerors of the world. Baba explains that if the Christians were to come together, they could have the kingdom of the whole world. However, that isn't the law. Those bombs are to destroy this old world. Every cycle, the world becomes old from new, and then new from old. In that new world, it is the kingdom of God, which is called the kingdom of Rama. Because of not knowing who God is, they just continue to chant Rama's name. You children have to imbibe these things. We really did have to become Tamopritam from Satopritam over 84 births. We now definitely have to become Satopritam again. Shiv Baba has given you directions, and you will claim a high status in the pure world for 21 births by following them. Now, whether you make effort or not, whether you stay in remembrance and show others the path or not, It is up to you. New children show many people the path in exhibitions. You also have to benefit yourselves. This bargain is very inexpensive. By remaining pure in this last birth, by staying in remembrance of Shiv Baba, you will become Satapritan from Tamapritan. This bargain is so inexpensive. Your whole life changes. You must think in this way. Baba receives news that when some children went to Tairaki, someone said that it was impossible to remain pure at this time when the world is Tamapritan. Those poor helpless ones don't even know that it is now the confluence age. Only the Father purifies you. Your helper is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They don't understand how huge the temptation given here is. By becoming pure, you will become the masters of the pure world. The Father says, by conquering Maya, the five vices, you will become conquerors of the world. So why should you not become pure? This is a first-class deal. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering this, you will become pure. Those who conquer Maya become conquerors of the world. This is a matter of conquering Maya with the power of yoga. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and says to souls, to spirits, remember me and the alloy will be removed. You will then become the masters of the Satapritan world. The Father gives you your inheritance at the confluence age. Lakshmi and Narayan were the most elevated beings. Only they are called the most elevated beings who follow the highest code of conduct and those who belong to the deity religion. Everything is explained to you very well, but these points are sometimes forgotten. Then, after your talk, you remember that you didn't explain certain points. There are many points you can explain. It does happen like that. Even lawyers sometimes forget points. Then, if they remember a point later, they start their case again. It is the same for doctors. They consider whether a certain medicine is good for a particular illness. Here too, you have many points. Baba says, I am explaining deep points to you today. However, all of those who should understand these things are impure. They say, O purifier. Then, when you tell them something, they become upset. They speak the truth in front of God. O purifier, come. Come and purify us. They forget God and tell lies. And this is why you have to explain to them with great tact, so that the snake dies, but the stick doesn't break. The Father says, pick up a virtue from mice. A mice bites you in such a clever way that even though you start to bleed, you don't realize it at all. Let all of these points remain in the intellects of you children. Those who stay in yoga receive help at the right time. It is possible that those who are given this knowledge are loved more by the Father than those who relate this knowledge. The Father then sits and explains to them himself. explain to them in such a way that they feel it is good to become pure. By remaining pure for this one birth, you will become the masters of the pure world for 21 births. God speaks, become pure for this final birth, and I guarantee that according to the drama plan, you can claim the inheritance for 21 births. You claim this inheritance every cycle. Those who are interested in serving will feel that they should go and explain. You have to run everywhere to do this. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He continues to shower this knowledge so much. Souls who are pure are able to imbibe this. Their names are glorified. You can tell what type of service someone does at the exhibitions and melas. Teachers should go and see how some explain to others. Generally, it is very good to explain the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan and the ladder. You become like Lakshmi and Narayan through the power of yoga. Lakshmi and Narayan are Adidevi and Adidev. Both Lakshmi and Narayan are included in the four-armed image. Two arms are Lakshmi's and two are Narayan's. The people of Bharat don't even understand this much. Mahalakshmi has four arms. This means she represents a couple. Vishnu is also four-armed. It is explained at the exhibitions every day. Even the chariot has been shown. They say that Arjuna was sitting in a chariot, and that Sri Krishna was his charioteer. All of those are tall stories. These are aspects of this knowledge. They show the urn of nectar of knowledge on the head of Lakshmi. In fact, the urn of the nectar of knowledge is kept on the world mother, Jagadamba, who then becomes Lakshmi. This too has to be explained. People in the Golden Age belong to one religion and have one opinion. Deities have one opinion. No one, apart from the deities, should be called Sri, that is, elevated. Baba was thinking that in order to make people understand, there should be fewer words. In this last birth, you will become rulers of the kingdom of Rama by gaining victory over the five vices. This is an inexpensive bargain. The Father comes and donates the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and he alone gives you the jewels of this knowledge. In the court of Indra, there are the angels, Pukraj, Sabraj, etc. They are all helpers. There are several types of jewels. That is why they have shown 9 jewels. It is true that those who study well will attain such a status. All are number-wise. This is the time to make effort. You children understand that you will become the beads of the Father's rosary. The more you remember Shiv Baba, the more you race forward on the pilgrimage of remembrance, the more quickly your sins will be absolved. This study is not complicated. You only have to remain pure. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. Never let stones emerge from your mouths. Those who throw stones will become those with stone intellects. Only those from whose mouths jewels emerge will attain a high status. This is very easy. Explain to the students that the purifier, the bestower of liberation and liberation in life for all, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, says, O people of Bharat, spiritual children, by remaining pure in your final birth in this kingdom of Ravan, this land of death, this Iron Age, with the power of the pilgrimage of yoga of your intellects with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, you will become Satipratthan from Tamopratthan. You will once again be able to attain, in that Satipratthan golden age, the status of deity self-sovereignty, which is full of purity, happiness, peace and prosperity, exactly as you did 5,000 years ago. However, the Father teaches us and gives us our inheritance before the actual great destruction. The more you study, the higher the status you will attain. He will take us back with him. Therefore, we should not be concerned about these old bodies and this old world. It is now time for you to leave this old world. It is very good if your intellects churn such aspects. By making effort, you will make progress, and the time will come when you will not choke. You can see that this world is about to be destroyed. Therefore, we should connect our intellects in yoga. You receive help by doing service. The more you show others the path to happiness, the more happiness you will experience. You continue to make effort. You are able to see your fortune. The Father teaches you how to make effort. Some become busy in this, whereas others don't. You understand that millionaires and multimillionaires will be destroyed just like that. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharma 1. In order to claim a high status, allow just jewels of knowledge to emerge constantly from your mouth. Perform such actions with your thoughts, words and actions that you become an elevated being who follows the highest code of conduct. 2. Promise to become pure in this last birth. Tell everyone the way to become pure. Blessing. May you be ever ready and pass any paper of any situation with full marks and thereby become ever happy. The practical form of those who are ever ready is being ever happy. Any paper that comes to them through any situation, through natural calamities, or through any suffering of karma with their bodies. Those who pass with full marks any of these papers are said to be ever ready. Just as time does not wait for anyone, in the same way, do not let any obstruction stop you. finish any subtle or physical obstacles of Maya in a second, and you will then be able to stay ever happy. Slogan: to use all your powers at the right time means to be a master almighty authority. Aviat signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. There are two bases for unity: one, faith; two, love. Do not let faith in one another decrease. When one says something, the other one accepts. This is the way to become tied in the thread of unity. Love for one another in your hearts brings you close. Just as everyone has love for the Father, in the same way, let there also be true love for everyone in the family. For this, maintain your self-respect and give everyone respect. Om Shanti.